be friends. He's the man with the tat that everyone's talking about, Justin Bieber on Hit 93.5. Thanks to McCafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in.
Yes. Now, with over the weekend, Pippa, I had the weekend to myself.
Great.
I decided I was going to do some food shopping.
As you do on the weekends.
I have to. It was a quiet Saturday night for me, so I did it in the evening. A bit more peaceful.
I actually saw a Facebook post that you posted of you grooving down the aisles of Woolies on your Saturday night.
Well, I don't know what happens at Woolies on a Saturday night, but I think that they put like a party playlist on because there were some absolute bangers happening in the aisles.
We be into clubs.
Yeah, Madison Avenue, all the great throwbacks. But as I was going through it, I used my shopping time to think about stuff, think about what I'm going to do for the week in terms of food. And I'm in the fridge area with all the meats, the chickens, the beefs, all that sort of stuff. I'm going in and I'm looking through and I'm choosing, what sort of chicken thing do I want to have? Do I want to get some breast tenders? Do I want to get those sort of stuff?
So you're thinking frozen. You're not thinking fresh.
I'm in the fridge area, the fresher ones.
Oh, Mike, I'm so proud of you. Fresh produce.
Sort of.
My baby's growing up.
Thank you. Mum will be very proud to hear that. And I'm looking and thinking, do I want sweet chili tenders or something like that? But something caught my eye.
Okay.
Dino nuggets. Now they're the nuggets that are shaped like dinosaurs.
Yeah, right.
Am I too old for them? Now I must emphasize this. I'm the person who once bought Whiz Fizz as part of my groceries.
You did. We needed to talk about that because I was concerned for your health.
You should be. And but I was like, this, but it's chicken. Just breast.
Is it though? Is it really chicken? Because sometimes on the box they say it's chicken, Mike, but then you get it home and it's actually a bit of cardboard and plastic wrapped in a bit of batter.
Look, I'm not going to go into the quality of the chicken.
Okay.
But the fact is, it is meat, or at one point was meat.
So you are justifying that, therefore, as a protein source.
Now, I'm not talking just normal nuggets here. Like they're the same thing. They're just shaped like a dinosaur. And I was really wondering if I was too old for them.
Are they all the same shape of dinosaur? Like, are they all the same? Or do they have, you know?
Most of them were shaped like T-Rexes.
Okay, so there's not a Stegosaurus or
There was some Stegosaurus, but they were mostly T-Rex. Like, T-Rexes. I think they're the easiest shape to mold with a nugget.
What is the novelty factor of buying the dino nuggets is that you can play with your food?
I didn't think about that.
Like, are you going to, like, what I'm seeing you do in your lounge room, Mike, is you've got this bowl of dino nuggets and then you've got, like, the Land Before Time playing out before you on your coffee table. Is this why you're wanting to buy the dino nuggets?
Basically, I wanted to eat Littlefoot. That's exactly what I wanted to do. But, I mean, because sometimes I get nuggets anyway.
Yeah, right. Just regular nuggets?
Just regular nuggets.
That you can't do anything with except eat them. Oh, how
I thought I deserved a treat.
Okay.
Dino nuggets.
So did you buy the dino nuggets?
I wanted to ask you before I bought them, am I too old for them?
How old are you now? 20 or 25?
I'm literally 25 in like 2 weeks.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay, what about if for your birthday we have them as a treat?
Oh my God, yes.
And then after that, it's regular nuggets for you.
I will cut that deal.
You're entering your mid-20s, you go out with a bang, and we play Land Before Time on the coffee table with your dino nuggets, and then that's it.
I agree. You played the fiddle in it. And Sia, it's Dusk Till Dawn on Hit 93.5. And Canteen's National Bandana Day is Friday, October 27. Buy a bandana or donate at supportbandanaday.com.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in. And Mike, we're doing HSC test time with you this morning.
I'm nervous.
It's in honour of all the kids heading into the exam rooms today. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the red P platers hooning into school.
Yeah, best of luck. Now,
that's right.
Now we do have, what's the subject?
It's today, it's mathematics.
Math is a wonderful thing. Math is a really cool thing. So get off your ass, let's do some math. Math, 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 math.
Jack Black's never
really appreciate
math.
Jack Black coming into the studio for that.
Thanks,
really
Jack.
Appreciate
thanks,
that.
Cool, you gotta go? No worries, tweet me later.
Bye,
love
thanks.
Math has never sounded so good than when Jack Black sings about it.
Now I'm really nervous about this. Now, I need to tell you a bit of a backstory because when I was doing my exams in Adelaide, I didn't do maths in year 12. The reason I didn't do maths in year 12 was because I failed my year 11 maths exam. badly. I think
you're feeling confident then. Good.
Yeah. So I want to take this as I don't know, retribution or something like that, but I'm nervous because I'm going to show how much of an idiot I am being crossed over in the Central West.
I tell you what, if Jimmy was here examining you, you should feel nervous because he is a slave driver.
He's intense.
I'm much more gracious and kind. What I've done, Mike, is I've crafted three simple problem-solving questions for you that are the equivalent of the intellect that you may learn in grade 5.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. And am I allowed a calculator?
You're allowed your calculator because it's maths.
Okay.
So this is good. Okay.
I think I should be all good.
I've also made them food related because I know you like to eat.
That's really nice of you. Thank you.
I am nice, aren't I?
You're my favourite Miss Moore.
Stop it. Get that on radio. Play that to Jimmy later.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's just do this.
Okay. Question one. A large box contains 18 small boxes, and each small box contains 25 chocolate bars.
Yep.
How many chocolate bars are in the large box?
So there's 18
There's
boxes.
There's one large box.
One large box.
And in that large box, it contains 18 small boxes. And in each of those 18 small boxes is 25 chocolate bars.
Okay. So
how many chocolate bars are in the large box?
I think that is 18 times 25. Is that 450?
Yes, mate!
Yes!
You got it right off the board! Oh,
So far, I've beat my year 11 maths exam
well
score
done.
Of 15%. I'm at 33.
You're doing
here we go.
Well. Okay, here
I
we
can
go.
Do this.
You're on a roll. Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. All right. John can eat a quarter of a pizza in 1 minute.
That's really impressive.
How long does it take John to eat one pizza and a half?
So it takes him a minute to eat a quarter of a pizza.
We're talking your regular 8-piece pizza.
Okay. And then what was after that?
It's how long does it take John to eat one pizza and a half or one and a half pizzas?
So that would be 8, 4. Is that 12?
Hang on.
Is it? Come on, Pippa. I need to know.
No, I've lost my answer. Just hang on. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
It's question 7. Okay, I need the answer to question 7.
I'm
how long does it take? How many minutes?
12 minutes.
What? 6 minutes.
6 minutes. But you said it takes, a quarter of, by slice.
You're going by slice, quarter. Trick question.
That's embarrassing. See?
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. It's all right.
I can pass if
exactly.
I get this question right.
Okay, here we go. Tom and Bob have a total of 49 toys.
Okay.
If Bob has 5 more toys than Tom, how many toys does each one have?
Okay, so they each have 49 toys.
Yep.
And one of them has 5 more.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you combine them together, that'll be 103. Pippa, come on.
No, how many toys does each one have?
Oh, each one have,
yeah,
so
not a total of toys.
Oh, a total of toys.
So Tom and Bob have a total of 49 toys. This is why I hate these questions. I'm sitting there in the exam room I'm like, I don't care how many toys they have.
You know,
why does this matter?
You know why? It's because
you're problem solving the tricky.
Yeah. I don't know how you have half a toy, but I've got 29 and a half. That's not right.
No, it's not right.
I'm so
no.
What is it?
Tom has 22 toys. Bob has 27.
See, this is why these exams are much better written.
They are. That's tricky. So you got 1 out of 3.
I'm not totally thrilled, but at the same time, I'm not surprised either.
The great thing is I'm not here gloating at you, making you feel like a subhuman like Jimmy would. If Jimmy was here, he'd be being so mean to you right now.
I would like to thank you, Miss Moore. I will come back for extra tutoring
you can have
during
a
the week.
Gold star.
Thank you. I like me better on Hit 93.5. We do love a bit of kazoo in the morning. I think that's a kazoo anyway.
The kazoo, the instrument in the background.
I think that's a kazoo. I can't be sure. I'll work on confirming
that. Okay, great. It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in and joining us on the line right now, our mate from Channel 9's The Block, Wombat. How are you doing, mate?
Oh, yes, very well. Thank you very much.
Mate, they said that you may not have another room reveal, but you left it till right the last week because you like to keep us hanging and you've taken it out with the front yard and the facade. Congratulations.
Exactly. Probably not a bad one to win. So we've got front yard, facade, and we've also got the hallway. Now, two of the things that you see as you walk into a house.
Exactly. Mm, winning a front yard room reveal is nothing to sneeze at, because especially for blokes, they love a good lawn, don't they?
Exactly. It's funny important. Thing was, we didn't actually put a lawn in the front.
What have you got there, AstroTurf?
No, we just did a full garden out the front. Then the size of the house is they're pretty small, and I thought, how are you going to get a mower down the side of the house?
Oh, logistical nightmare.
Garage,
yeah, exactly. No time for lawn for you guys. But so it's the final week of the block this week. Auctions are happening this weekend. What are you guys up to this week? Are you just having a cup of tea and a lie down, or are you just jetting off to Fiji for a couple of nights, or what goes on?
Try and get used to just getting back to something a bit normal. It's a bit weird to wake up and not have to, you know, get stuck straight into it. So,
Has your body clock adjusted and you're kind of waking up at 4 a.m. now being like, oh my gosh, I've got to hammer up some drywall. Oh no, actually I don't.
Exactly. It's just like that. You do wake up and go, oh, what have I got to do? And then you're like, nothing. It's a very strange feeling.
Mate, could you ever imagine what this journey has actually been like now that you're looking back on it all?
No.
Better, worse?
Yeah, it's a lot more work than ever thought of. Yeah, right. It's absolutely crazy, the amount of work that you have to do.
Absolutely, and especially with families and kids at home. If you've got any reno rookies out there thinking, yeah, I reckon I could give that a crack, have you got any advice for them?
Yeah, first bit of advice would be don't do it.
Good advice.
I like that.
Excellent.
Just don't.
Write that down.
Whatever you're thinking, don't at all.
Yeah, just don't. Yeah. Trust me, they're called trades. They're called tradesmen, and they specialise in things for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Leave it to the professionals. Absolutely. I agree with that.
It must be one of those things. It's like, it looks like a really good idea at the time, and then when you're in it, you're like, why on earth have I decided to do this?
Yeah. They need to change the whole DIY thing to, like, you know, drive yourself insane kind of thing.
That could be a nice, good abbreviation. So how confident are you feeling going into the auction this weekend?
Yeah, you know, we're pretty excited going into the auction. You know, the house is looking really good.
Great.
And the quality's there too. So especially with the build, like, we always push hard to get the quality of the build in. You know, we didn't do awesomely with the whole styling thing, but really I think people buying a house will be looking more towards, they're going to want to put their own furniture in there, so hopefully that works in our favour.
Exactly. If they're really offended by your choice of cushions and throws, they can just, you know, take a trip to Freedom or whatever and just swap them over.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, send the other ones down to the Vinnies.
Yeah. Wombat, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. The block, it's got the whole country talking on Channel 9, and we can't wait to see how your auction goes this weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
David Guetta and Justin Bieber on Hit 93.5.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in. Mike, a new study has discovered an item of clothing that we usually only wear in the bedroom is now acceptable to wear in the light of day.
And that piece of clothing is?
Pajamas.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I was thinking something else. You were thinking some kind of crazy negligee.
Possibly.
I mean, each to their own, but we're talking about PJs. So according to research by the department store called Liberty, PJs are now completely acceptable day wear, whether for lounging around at home or out in the public.
This is excellent news.
Excellent news, because 14% of people apparently change into their PJs before eating their dinner in the evening.
That's me.
And 13% of women consider going shopping in their sleepwear perfectly acceptable. Possibly could be me.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, let's think about that. 13% though.
Yeah.
13% of women.
Well, 90% of the 2,000 people that were surveyed admitted to wearing pyjamas while relaxing at home.
Yeah.
But perfectly acceptable, you know, most people would agree.
Yeah, yeah, no question. That's fine. But yeah, out in public, that's... You know, how great would it be? We should actually talk to our bosses here, because we get in here really early. We get in here at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We should be in our PJs.
Do you know, there's a couple of days where I've really struggled to get out of bed, and it was in the deep, dark depths of winter.
Oh, yeah, -4.
And I was just like, my flannies just could just stay on for the whole day. I feel like now until we get to 9 o'clock, like it'd be a really good idea at 5, maybe at 6, maybe at 7, 9 a.m. when I've got to go home and like face the light of day. Don't know how confident I'd be feeling about still being in my flannelettes.
No, that's fair.
Will admit I do go to get my Friday night tie. You know when I do Fry tie. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I definitely go in my gym jams.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Because it's right around the corner.
I mean, for me, I do a cheeky, you know, Saturday morning quick duck up to Macca's, get some breakfast, like in my PJs. But I'm just in the car.
Exactly.
And I'm shielded in the car. And what I wear to bed is like, it's just like a big old T-shirt and like some comfy shorts.
I love how you think you're shielded in your motor vehicle. You're trapped in glass. You've got glass on all sides of you.
Glass for like up to the chest. I'm wearing a shirt.
From the waist up. We're asking on 13, 12, 16 this morning, have you ever worn your PJs in public? Mm. Unashamedly, loud and proud.
Yeah.
Give us a call. We'll take your calls next.
Absolutely. Pink on Double in the Central Ice, number one, hit 93.5. Thanks to Macca's. Grab a delicious McFlurry for just $2 at Macca's for a limited time.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in, and we're asking on 13, 12, 16 this morning, have you ever worn your PJs in public? This is off the back of a new study that's found that PJs are completely acceptable day wear now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
14% of people change before eating their dinner. 13% go to the shops in them. 3% of them have worn sleepwear to work.
Oh, those, so, they're living the life.
This
those
is
people.
Statistics that we can back up with the big bosses to be like, this
tomorrow,
is our
tomorrow morning, we're coming in flannel.
Yeah. Well, let's hit the phones now. Crystal, how are you doing this morning? You've got Pippa and Mike here because Jimmy's away.
It's good that we've got Mike, but we're going to have a talk with his Jimmy, I think.
I think you're right, Crystal.
Too much leave.
Have you ever worn your PJs in public?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah? Whereabouts?
I went to the grocery store, I went to the servo, pretty much anywhere when I was pregnant because it got to the point that they were just about all that fit.
Oh, comfort's king, isn't it? Mm. Was it a nice pair of flannies, like flannelette ones?
No, just the cotton, you know, the cotton baggy pants, the genie pants.
Genie pants,
very comfortable. Yep. So they didn't have like a Larry pattern or like unicorns or anything on them. Like you could possibly be mistaken for wearing track pants.
Oh, no, I couldn't have been mistaken. They were pretty much fluoro tie-dye.
Sure. Okay. So, pajamas. Hi. How you going? Oh, great. Did you feel embarrassed about it or were you just rolling with it?
Not at all. At that point, I just wanted my daughter out. So, whatever.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, you do you, girlfriend.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Tammy's messaged us in on the Facebook page, Mike, saying wear your PJs to work, take a change of clothes with you for when you leave for home at 9.
That's perfect.
No one will ever know.
Yeah, we can just quickly change. Yeah, I like that. We'll do that.
Do you know what I used to do? What? I went to school in Toowoomba where it was freezing in winter. We had to wear these long kilts for school. What you used to do is you used to get up, you used to put your stockings or your tights on, then you used to put your flannel pants, PJ pants over the top, roll them up, then put your kilt over the top. So you had an extra layer of warmth that was like wearing jodhpurs, but you had your pajama pants still on.
That's incredible.
It was really awkward when you were walking to science class and the legs fell down, though, because then you just look down and people would be like, ah, Pippa. Oh, and I'd be like, oh, my flannelette pajamas are showing. Everybody knows I'm wearing pajamas to school. Ryan also messaged in on the Facebook page saying the other night, dinner couldn't wait. There you go.
Oh.
Wore them out to dinner the other night because dinner couldn't wait.
That's great. It does depend on which way you're going for dinner. Like if you're going to a really nice place,
well,
maybe.
Pretty nice.
As long as they're black, they could be any fabric.
Exactly.